Drive on Phoenix FM.
Jess, you're here. How are you?
Hiya. Good. Thanks. Yay. Lovely to be here.
Oh, so, do you know what? I couldn't wait to get you in the studio to just talk about everything that you're doing. Because obviously you're here to promote your brand new single, which is brilliant. And we'll be hearing a little bit later. But of course, I can't go without not speaking about your career in football. You've been all over the place as well, Jess, haven't you? You like travelling around, didn't you?
Yeah. No, it's been good, to be fair. And obviously, now looking back, it's amazing to reflect on all the places that I've been and played and all the people I've met. So yeah, it's been pretty sweet, to be honest.
Yeah, loads of memories, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Can you remember your favourite moment in football? Oh, that's the one, isn't it?
I don't know. I think I could pick a favourite moment from every place that I've been.
Yeah, sure.
But I mean, it's just learning the cultures. You know, I've lived in North America, I've lived in different European countries, and just getting to meet amazing people while playing football is, you can't ask for anything better than that, really. So
experiencing, because you certainly don't get paid as much as the women should, especially like a few years back as well, right? So
yeah,
suppose you know little bits of different languages as well, right?
Yeah, you know.
Do you know any Welsh? No.
I haven't played there, but I do know German. I played in Switzerland for FC Basel.
Sure.
And then I also played in Germany in the Bundesliga. So when I was in Switzerland, my coach was from Germany and she couldn't speak English. And I think he was the owner of the club, had a language school in the city centre. So they paid for me to go.
Wow.
Two or three times a week on my own. And then gradually I started to pick it up and the girls were helping me. So then I could eventually speak to the coach without a translator, which was really nice, because obviously it was a bit annoying to be not able to like directly speak to the person that that you're playing under, but obviously that's part of being abroad and it was part of the experience. Sure. And you had to learn to communicate in different ways and your body language was really important and stuff like that. So I've loved getting to speak a different language. And then when I was in Norway, it was kind of similar to German, so it was easier to pick up. But I was only there for a short amount of time, so I could only like count and I knew colours and basic things. But it's been pretty fun to learn.
Oh, brilliant stuff. I won't ask you what your favourite place was, because that's just not fair, is it? But Jess as well, like, you're also an ambassador for Kick It Off at Threes, is that right?
Yeah. Kick Off at Three, yeah.
Yeah, so I never know whether you say, kick off. I always say Kick It Off anyway, that's why I think it does. So it's an organisation that's like a positive impact on young people across like loads of communities within the UK. And it's about raising awareness and physical and mental health, is that right?
Well, it's just kind of creating a positive environment for young people and trying to bridge the gap between like the police and communities through football, basically. And they do a lot of networking and giving people opportunities, even in various other avenues other than just football. So I think I've been with them since 2020 now, and Michael is doing a great job, and Ashley, the other person that runs it. So yeah, when I can get out to be a part of their days, I love to get out and watch and see all the young people that they engage, and there's loads of people, of people from the community, and the police are there in their presence, and obviously, creating a better relationship is important, especially in certain communities. So yeah, it's a great organisation, and they're doing a great job.
And you being part of that, giving up your own time, it's not as if, I don't know how you find the time to get all these sort of things, but you're kind of giving back as well, haven't you? Because it wasn't an easy road for you either, Jess, was it? You come across a lot of adversity when you were younger as well, because your mum's in football as well, right?
Yeah, she is.
That's really cool. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, family affair. I love that, right?
No, she's currently finishing her A licence right now.
Is
this
it?
Week. So yeah, it runs in the family, definitely.
Oh, bet you're well proud, right?
Yeah, of course.
Nice one.
So but yeah, no, it's obviously I can't get out to everything that they're doing, but it's so important, especially for as a woman and from a mixed background. There's not a lot of people on the TV that playing football that look like me. So if you can kind of be a role model, even, and it, irrespective of anything. You can be a role model even to the little boys, and do you know what I mean? It's just important to have positive people around you, and hopefully, yeah, I can do that for the youngers.
Making it easier for someone else. Like you say, you know, like kids can look out and say, oh, look, there's someone like me. I can do that. You know, and it does take someone like you to stand up and start representing, which is brilliant. Yeah. And I love that. I applaud that myself. Yeah, I wish there was more people in the studio to applaud that. Yes. But I'm loving that. Yeah, listen. So you've been all over the place and you are now at Bill and Ricky.
Yeah.
Yes. How are you finding it? All right. It's only your first season as well. I thought you was there two seasons, but it wasn't.
Yeah,
I saw you play actually once. Yeah. Pre-season. For Bill and Ricky.
No, it's my first season, so it was good. Obviously, they'd just been promoted. So I guess it was a little bit of unknown for me coming from the Championship, and then obviously for the club being in this league. But I think the club has done really well in the first season and building, and just a really positive environment to be a part of, and they've really welcomed me into the club, and yeah, I've enjoyed it. The girls are great, and yeah, so it was a good first season.
Yeah. Had your gaffer in the other week as well with Lucy as well. Great. And you can tell, like, because there's so many people always have to sort of have the same spiel about their club, you know, they have to follow the party line, but you can tell genuinely that they feel that it's got such a great vibe and it's a great place to work in, and it's really lovely to hear that. So yeah, so you're obviously enjoying your time there.
Yeah for sure.
Nice one. Because how many goals did you score last season? Do you know? Oh, I put you on the spot again now. Sorry, Jess.
Do you know what
you should know that, though. Come on, slap wrist.
Do you know what it is?
Go on. We've got Nicky in the studio as well. And he's 1-0? Was that
13?
13?
I scored more than that in the cup.
Oh, look, we've got arguments here.
Maybe it was... I think it was 16.
16.
But
look what I started.
You know what it is I got a concussion in December, and I was out for quite a while, so it kind of broke up the season. So that was the only unfortunate part. So then I was a bit, when I came back, I wasn't really thinking about anything like that. I was just trying to get my fitness back and make sure that, you know, I was healthy.
And you still had the music stuff going on as well in your head. So, you know, it's all going on there. But listen, we're going to move on from football in a sec, but I just want to touch on coaching, because you're coaching there, Jess, as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're getting all the badges. Whereabouts are you all at?
Well, I'm currently waiting for the B licence to open up so I can apply to get on that. I've just, in May, finished on the Powerhouse project, which is for women, basically, in between the C and B licence, basically to develop us, give us experiences and prepare us for the B license, so it isn't as daunting. You know, a lot of the time there's not many women on the courses, or you might doubt yourself a bit what your knowledge is. Like the one my mum's on right now, I think it's not in England, but there's 62 men and 3 women.
Wow.
So it can be a bit daunting, but obviously they're great with her and stuff. But it was a great experience to be a part of the Powerhouse project, and they're just helping develop female coaches. So I've just finished, I think, my third season coaching with Charlton's RTC. Nice. I'm loving it and just trying to learn as much as I can, and that's where I want to go when I'm done playing.
Brilliant. Not punditry as well. There's more money in punditry.
Well, I mean, do you know what, like, I would...
You've got a perfect voice for it, Jess, come on.
No, I would, you know, but I haven't really, I've had a lot of things going on, I would give it a go.
You've got many passions. You can't add another one on, right?
Exactly. But I mean, I wouldn't, if somebody offered me the opportunity, I think I would definitely take it, just because.
Okay, I'm going to hashtag that. Yeah. We'll have to sort that one out.
I mean, just getting to talk about football, like, obviously that's, that's cool.
Oh, you'll have to come back on this show and talk more about football. But Jess, listen, we're going to come back to you in a minute, but I did ask you if you had any tracks that you would like for a request, and you.
This is for my mum, Shania Twain. That don't impress me much.
Uh-huh, yeah. right. We are back here on Drive with me, Joe Bailey, in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. And we are still here with the brilliant Jess King. Jess, how are you doing there? Still all right?
Yeah, all good. Ready good to stuff. Go again.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what? I feel like I could have spoken to you about football for at least another 2 hours. Yeah. So we'll get you back in, talk about football another time. But listen, of course, now I've got to talk about your brand new single, Summer Nights. How excited are you about it?
Yeah, I'm buzzing like that it's finally come out. You know, obviously it's my first one that I've put out on my own, so there was a lot of things I had to learn, and I was emailing people that I know in the industry, like, what do I do here, how long do I need this, you know. So it's been a whole process, and I've really enjoyed it. All of my friends, my family have really supported me, and just everyone was excited to hear it, and now it's out. People keep sending me like pictures of them listening to it. It's on in their car or, you know, on their phone, whatever. So it's been cool. Yeah,
because you've got pictures of everyone. Yeah, I'm loving that. Yeah. So we have to hashtag that one, I think. Yeah. Make sure people do that. But yeah, it seemed like, I know it's not like the video as such, but you've done little clips and stuff of video as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
How is it like doing that? Because you filmed and you're pictured all the time when you're playing football, but it's got to be different, right? When someone's sitting there taking film or pictures of you when you're trying to do your music, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at my first one that I put out, I'm reading off my phone, and I was so awkward, and people were saying, what are you doing, man? Look at the camera. Like, so obviously that's been a bit of a challenge for me, but I love it now. I think the first one that I put out was actually when I was in Porto, and it turned out so much better than I thought, on the bridge. And I wish I'd done a bit more on there, but I've still got some stuff that I haven't put out yet from when I was in Porto. So that is really good content. And then I did Africa Oye, which I reference in the song, which was last weekend. That was the most recent one that I put out. And then I did one in the park, just trying to capture like the vibe of summer, because the summer feeling, that's kind of what I wanted to create with the song. And you know, people always have memories. I remember that summer when, do you know what I mean? So that's kind of where I was going with it. And obviously I reference in the second verse, the very first line, Kano's famous song. So just hopefully people feel summery when they listen to it.
I like that song you say, Philly, because I mean, like, people say, oh, rap's not my genre, I don't get rap, but basically it's spoken word, right? It's what it is, right? And it's about having that, having it be able to flow as well with the music that's behind it, that brings it all together. So it's a really complicated thing, and it's really about musicality, it's about timing. It's probably why you're such a good footballer as well, because you've got good timing as well, right? You've got musicality, that's brilliant. I always bring it back to football, don't I? Even if I'm not talking to a footballer, I end up saying a football analogy. So, but it's all that kind of thing. So how long have you been writing, Jess?
I've been writing since I was about 14. And I never really told anyone, but I loved it. And it was more poetry that I did. And then when I think I was about 16, my friends were doing a show, I think it was for Black History Month, and they were like, oh, we need a poem for this show that we're doing. And I was like, oh, I've got one. And then, don't tell no one though. And then they were like, no, of course we won't. And then they were like crying after I read it to them, and they were like, we have to use this. They took it actually to the guy who I recorded Summer Nights in. That's how long I've known the guy that where I recorded Summer Nights. A long time. It's big important. Up Cove.
Go on, give him a shout. Sorry,
Cove, Go Play Studio Liverpool. But yeah, so then I done my first show, and I think it got published on some website, and yeah, obviously that was cool. But I've been writing all this time. I've got literally boxes and boxes of books that I've written, poetry, and you know, you can kind of see my experiences through my poems. But obviously now doing it with music, it's fun as well. So I don't really say I'm a rapper, but it is rap, but it's whatever I want it to be. It's music, it's creativity. So
it's just you.
It's not like rap, like,
yeah,
you
know, no, I know what you mean.
Do you know
what
I mean? How people perceive it necessarily, but I kind of like that it's different, and it hopefully can reach different people. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. So, I put you in a box then. Do you see what I mean? Because when you hear spoken word and music, you put the two together and you just say rap, but you're absolutely right there. It's about everything else, and it's part of you. And that's why I find it really more special as well than a lot of singer-songwriters. They just like don't always write stuff that really means anything to them, so you can't really empathize empathise with them. But when I'm listening to you, I can hear sort of every word and I can really feel it. So, and I think that's a really important thing for people to really tune in to get you as well. And we really find out a lot about you with your lyrics as well, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, quite open, right? Yeah, I mean, I like to think I'm a bit cheeky with some of them, with some of the things that I've written, which will hopefully come out. Some of it's like about my experiences with racism and kind of growing up, you know, in a predominantly white area in Liverpool, and how kind of how did that was a challenge for me. But then obviously there's like some more upbeat ones, like Summer Nights, and but I think it's important to be open and as real to myself as I can be, because hopefully that's how people can connect, and you know, music really can reach people that you might never get to chat to.
You can't lie through the lyrics, you can't lie through through spoken words, you really can't. So yeah, you can tell when people are faking it, basically. But yeah, but with you, like I say, even those snippets of the videos, you can see they're absolutely brilliant. So because there was your previous single that you had out, there's a line in that that I love, because it's really like for women's football, especially when trapped in this cage with a double standard wage. I love that lyric. That's something that means a lot to you, right?
Yeah, I mean, do you know what? That it seems like a lifetime ago since doing that, but that was, I wish I had the confidence that I have now then. Because, you know, I wasn't really that confident. And, you know, obviously the message, like, obviously I'm talking about, yes, we're trapped and there's a double standard wage, but at the same time, we're not trapped. And everybody that's involved in women's football is moving the game forward. And, you know, seeing the Lionesses win last year was like something that no one will ever forget that. And it's more than football. Do you know what I mean? So, but yeah, obviously the chorus is positive, raise us up. Like, you're never going to keep us out, because this game's for everyone. So,
get emotional. But you're absolutely right. I mean, when I went to the final, it was a case of like, you know, a lot of people were just like, oh, and they've been for the first time, which is brilliant because it's what it's about. But for me, I was getting really emotional because I was thinking like, oh goodness me, you know, like the 12th person on the pitch wasn't us, wasn't the crowd. It was all the people that come before them that was weighing on their shoulders, you know. So it's like all the Hope Pals, and well, I can go on forever talking about all the women influential women within football. And it, so it means so much more. And I think, you know, you still actually using that in your lyrics, it's still, and always will be a big part of you. So I can't wait to hear what comes next, to be fair, Jess. There's so much going to be coming up. But listen, is there anything else you want to give a shout out to before I play your track?
No, I already bigged up Cove, big up the girls at Billericay, and obviously me mum, because you got a track, so that's it, I think.
It's right, I'm gonna have to have you back to talk more about some football stuff as
definitely,
well, right?
Definitely.
Jess, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure, thanks so much for coming in. So I know as well the tier you're in there as well, you have to work for a living as well to help pay the bills as well. There's so much within that. So you're doing your music, you're playing football, and you're working all your passions in life. It's absolutely brilliant. Thanks, don't stop what you're doing, keep on going. It's absolutely brilliant. Thanks ever so much, Jess.
Thanks for having me.
Introduce your song.
Oh yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Summer Nights by Jess King. Yeah. Summertime vibes. Liverpool to London. In fact, I've lived all over the world. It's summer vibes everywhere.